لبيك اللهم لبيك، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمن بالخير. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. A very very warm welcome to our online class. Alhamdulillah. If you are feeling happy and healthy and excited that we are meeting again in the blessed month of Ramadan, then I am enjoying your smiles, your creations, and you can even type one. So Jazakallah khair for those beautiful hand waves. A big high five to all of you, mashallah. Barakallah fi Aisha, this looks so pretty, mashallah. Happy Ramadan to you also, right? Alhamdulillah. So how many of us were able to give mom and dad a big tight hug and tell them that thank you so much for everything that you do for me, right? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and type one if you were able to give mom and dad a big hug. Alhamdulillah. Aiza, that is so cool. I love it. That is so pretty and beautiful. MashaAllah. Excellent. And I'm going to move it a little closer. I think it's merging in. Move it a little closer. It's amazing. I love it. MashaAllah. And Ramin, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. You guys are so talented. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. You're so talented. I love it. Awesome. So if you were able to make wudu, then you type one at this time, right? So alhamdulillah, when we sit together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can even make that time even more valuable. Jazakallah khair, Amina, now I can see it more better. It looks so amazing. Is anybody already making Eid cards for your family and friends? Then you can make those, you can share it. So awesome, mashallah. Good job, Aisha. How many Eid cards have you made? Aisha, what are you making? You want to share, Aisha? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what? You can use a lot of colors and markers and crayons. You can make Eid cards, especially, let's hope mom and dad are not listening. You can make Eid cards for mom and dad, and you can make some Eid cards for your family, right? Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, you can make a lot of fun stuff. And we are going to type in our labaik right now, which means that I am here, I am present. That is so beautiful. I love your box, Zainab. What is it about? Go ahead, Zainab. What is this box about?
Deed box.
So what do you do in this box, in the deed box? What do you do?
Charity smiles.
Okay, mashallah. So you can make, I have a box of these here too with me. And you know what I do is I usually make some small strips of paper So you can have like a small sticky note or small note card, small pieces like this, and you can write something like a nice thing on it. Like, you know what, you have like some paper like this, you can write something on it. For example, I'm gonna show you what I will write. I will write Allah. Let me write it in a different color so you can see it. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And then what I do is I go and I let my family even pick up those sticky notes from there, and that way that can make somebody happy, right? Alhamdulillah. That is so beautiful, Aisha. Beautiful, Zunaira. That is so lovely. I love it. Wow, so many in there. You wanna read one, Sunera? You wanna talk about one inside there? Go ahead. Which one do you wanna share, Zunaira? Go ahead.
I pray.
MashaAllah.
And I did your ID. And
awesome. Awesome. Excellent. See, that's how I was saying you can have a, like a small piece of paper. You can write a lot of good things in there and you can roll it in. And right now, Rahma is happy that you have this time is for typing labbaik, right? So we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are here. We are here very happy. We are here very healthy for you. Alhamdulillah. Oh my God, Hiba, that is so cute. I love it. I love that design and I love all that craft on there. We all have cotton. We can use that. Amina, this jar is so beautiful. You want to share any one thing from there, Amina? From your deed jar?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So.
Close it too tight? Okay, alhamdulillah. So what do you want to share? Do you remember anything that you put in there?
Teach Quran.
Alhamdulillah, that is so beautiful. So let's go to our Quran time right now, and at this time let's all get focused, bring out our notebooks, our colors, our pencils, let's turn off our cameras, let's turn our ears on inshallah for Quran. And you can, when you have time, you can take a picture of your deed jar. You can write something, you can even make a slide like this, the way you are seeing, and you can send it to us, okay? And then we will share it with everybody on the website also, right? So your, when you speak also, your voice recording is there on the website also, and when you want to send your, you know, your sharings, you can even send it, and we can put it there for everybody to see, okay? So you can, inshallah, do that. How many of you think that we learned a lot and yes, we can share, we can teach others by our sharing? Go ahead and type one. If you can share something from your side and send it, alhamdulillah. Just one is enough, Aisha, okay? And mashallah, I'm so proud of those friends who listened very carefully and they did turn their cameras off. Awesome. A big round of applause for you, mashallah. And some of our friends are still thinking, so let's make sure this is our Quran time. So we are going to focus, we are going to listen very carefully, and we are going to take notes, okay? So this is the time for us to, inshallah, get to get not influenced by somebody here, right? So let's say this together. I'm going to say both of them together, and then you are going to say it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Your turn.
أعوذ بالله.
Alhamdulillah, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected. And in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Stretch your arms, give yourself a big hug and feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are so amazing. you got us protected, right? Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got us protected and we are ready to learn from the Quran time, alhamdulillah. And we are going to get 10 good deeds or more from every letter that we are going to recite, inshallah. And when we say Bismillah, then it brings a lot of blessings. So today we are going to do a surah whose name is Al-Kawthar. Can you say the name? Al-Kawthar. The Kawthar is with the Sa, the letter Sa. Okay, so let me write the letter Sa for you so that you can see that your tongue comes out a little bit when you say this letter Sa. It's a very, very soft letter, the letter Sa. Let's see if you can all say Al-Kawthar. Excellent. And you are going to write in your notes that this surah, the number is 108, which is 108. And this surah was revealed in Makkah. Okay. And we are going to see what was happening. So friends, please don't turn the cameras on at all because it just distracts all of us. And at this time, no typing, no touching the computer, just listening and enjoying and writing the meaning. Now, what was happening at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? He was, you know, he had children. And when he had children, he had a son who was born, and then what happened? He passed away. Isn't that sad? When somebody passes away and they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's sad, right? So Rasulullah's son, he passed away, and then he got another son and he passed away. So there were some bad guys in that area. There were some not so good people at that time, and they used to make a lot of fun. And they used to say, oh, we don't need to worry about the Prophet anymore because his children are no more there. His son is no more there. So if he doesn't have any son, nobody will remember him. What do you think? Were they doing the right thing or the wrong thing? Do you think we should be happy if somebody's, you know, family is passing away? Should we be happy? No, right? So you guys are so smart, you know that. But there were some people, they were not understanding that. And they were hurting the Prophet so much. So when his son passed away, and they would say that, you know what, nobody is going to take his name, and nobody is going to remember him, and we don't need to believe in him. That's how they used to think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, Surah Al-Kawthar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we are going to recite in the first ayah, inshallah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Your turn. I'm so proud of my friends who do not turn the camera on and they are so focused. And I make dua for all those friends who keep turning the camera on that they can understand that this is not the time to touch your computer. I will do it for you, okay? So you just have to sit there. No raising hands, no typing, no nothing at this time, okay? Just think about yourself and how you are saying the words, okay? Inshallah. No raising hands also, okay? All right, let's do one more time with full focus, inshallah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Your turn. Very good. Now I want you to draw, like, you know, in your notebooks. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, indeed we have. Inna, indeed we have. A'tainaka. We have given you. And who is this you? The you is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed we have given you what? Al-Kawthar. Okay, so let's see if we can draw what is Al-Kawthar. Okay, so notebooks. You can try drawing that. Well, I am going to tell you a story, okay? And I know we love stories. So one of the very good companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name was Anas bin Malik. So Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one time was dozing, like he was putting his head down and he was kind of sleeping. Okay, and then he raised his head and he smiled. So one of the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, why did you smile? Why did you laugh? Okay, friends, you are not drawing on my screen. You are drawing in your notebooks. I'm going to see your notebooks towards the end, how nicely you have drawn things at your side. Okay, so you just draw at your side. You're not drawing on the screen. I just drew it a little bit for you. Okay, so they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, why are you smiling or why did you laugh? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a surah which was revealed to me, and then he recited, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, and all the way to the end. And he said, do you know what al-kawthar is? You know what the companion said? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Allah knows best what is a kawthar. Okay? And Rasulullah ﷺ told them, it is a river granted to me by my Lord, the Almighty, the All-Powerful in paradise, in which is great goodness. Its drinking vessels are as limitless as the heavenly bodies. Just imagine how many cups are going to be there next to it. And if, you know, there is going to be so many things there. It's the water of this river is going to be sweeter than honey and whiter than milk. It's going to be so beautiful. And Rasulullah ﷺ told that it refuses, you know, like there will be some people who will come to Al-Kawthar to get this drink. And Rasulullah ﷺ will be almost giving him the drink, but he will be stopped from giving that drink out. And the Prophet will say, oh my Lord, he is one of my ummah, right? This person is my ummah. But it will be told to him that you don't know, but this person started innovations after you. He started doing something new in the deen. So let's, when we write, and when you decorate your kawthar, this river, this beautiful river, let us make dua that, oh Allah, I want to drink the water from Al-Kawthar. So let's raise our beautiful hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember that, oh Allah, you gave kawthar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us of those who will drink from it, inshallah. Okay? Who will drink from it, inshallah, with our families. There's so many cups are going to be there. And Allah make us of those who drink from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like when we get to be there, we go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we get this water. Because this drink is going to be amazing. Yes, it's very sweet. And once you drink from it, you will never be thirsty again. It's so beautiful. You will still like to drink a lot of drinks in Jannah, but you will be not thirsty again. It is so incredible. Okay? And it's a real, real river. So let's recite the second verse. How are we going to go and get this water? Okay? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. One more time. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Okay, the raw is going to be heavy. So go ahead, your turn. Excellent, right? So some of my friends are very focused and they remember that we are on verse number 2. So what is fasalli? It is just like hayya la sala, sala. So it's like pray. So then pray. And mashallah, you guys have this in your good deed jar also. That was so beautiful. So pray li rabbika, to your Lord. Not to a statue, not to a cross, not to something else, not to a picture or a frame, not to something else, but to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is your Lord. And then do what? And sacrifice. Okay? Sacrifice. Sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What does that mean? It means that you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So you give. Okay, I'm trying to see if I can fix this spelling for you here. Okay. Those who are writing and offer sacrifice. Okay? Pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone. Only for Him, for His sake. So next time, if a brother or a sister wants a toy from you, you just give it for the sake of Allah. Okay? So Rasulullah told the Prophet ﷺ that you don't be sad, you be happy. Let these bad guys say these things that, you know, and what were they saying? They were saying that Rasulullah's sons are passing away. So Allah told him that just you pray and you give sacrifice. And Allah says in the Quran also that you pray and you sacrifice. Alhamdulillah. And I hope you have a beautiful praying place in your house. You can decorate your praying place. Praying place, make it look very pretty and nice. You can have a little sajada, a prayer rug, which you call janamaz as well. So you can, whenever you are in trouble, whenever you feel like, you know, you feel like crying, you feel like hurt, you feel very sad, somebody's saying something to you, just go to this prayer place. Okay? Say Allahu Akbar and try to pray. Just ask help from Allah. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. You wanted to punch that person back, you wanted to hit him back, you wanted to hit her back, you wanted, like, you got so upset that they were saying this to you, but you remember. So you remember, I need to keep calm. I just need to go pray, and then I just need to give sacrifice, right? I just need to sacrifice. Instead of arguing and hitting and hurting, I just sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's do the last verse together. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Your turn. I love that, Amina, mashallah, jazakallah khair for sharing that you have made a masjid out of cardboard. That is so beautiful. When we are all locked down, we are inside our homes. It's such a nice idea to have a place dedicated for salah, where when you enter, you feel very nice. Everything is clean. You might, you can have some Quran over there. You can have some other things. I have some lights over there, so to make it look pretty and shiny, right? So, and you can put some water there in case somebody is thirsty, they can drink, right? Alhamdulillah. So, inna indeed, shani'aka, your enemy. Shani'aka means your enemy. Huwa, he will be abtar. You know that that time people used to call al-abtar the person whose kids are no more there. They used to call him al-abtar. So they were making the fun of the Prophet ﷺ that Rasulullah ﷺ is going to be up there. Nobody is going to remember him. But look, Allah is saying, no, you will be given al-kawthar. And your enemy, those who are making fun of you, only they are going to be the ones who will be cut off, right? So inshallah, in our life also, you stay strong and you make sure that you pray and you sacrifice for your Lord, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah will take care of the enemy. And today, nobody even remembers their name. Nobody takes their name in a good way, right? All those enemies, all those bad people who were laughing, nobody remembers them in a good way. But we all remember the Prophet ﷺ. How many of you think that you remember the Prophet ﷺ? Then type 1. If you remember the names of those bad guys, then you type 2. Which one do you think we remember now? Go ahead, this is the time you can turn the cameras on, you can even show me. That was so beautiful that you made this cardboard there, right? And let's recite one more time, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Alhamdulillah. So I hope you can practice this surah a lot, and I hope you have made, I love that Zed that looks so beautiful, and Eunice, I always love your smile, mashallah, with the painting, that's so beautiful. So I am going to lower the hand, just to give everybody a fair chance, and now you can raise your hand if you want to recite this surah one time, or share any lesson from it, okay? So go ahead, yeah.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانهر إن شانيك هو الأبطر.
Masha Allah, takbir, awesome. I know all of you want to recite, and we will listen to you if you want to send your recordings, and inshallah do recite with mom and dad. I am just going to quickly say one thing for everybody's benefit so that you can remember that, and that is when you are saying, right here, let's highlight this here, okay? So make sure that you are saying this sa, kawsar, sar, sar, not sar, sar, not a scene. This is not a scene, okay? This is not a scene. So you don't say it like a scene. You say it like a sa with the three dots on it, okay? And you can visualize this beautiful river, and you're getting to this party, inshallah, and getting the drink from it. The second thing is when you stay here, then remember this is a ha. Okay, this is not this ha, so you don't say it like that. You say one har, and this one also is a fad, which is a heavy letter. Okay, so you can practice with a qari, and you can keep listening, and inshallah, the more you practice, the more you become better. So all of you, mashallah, those who raised hands, a big star for you, okay? A big star for you. Let me draw a big star for you, mashallah, for your incredible work. And once we come back from the dua and your story time, then inshallah, we will see and we can hear from you. What do you like to remember Al-Kawthar as, and what are your plans to come there? They're going to be beautiful tents, so we're there also for your families, okay? So I am going to lower hands, and inshallah, I can't wait to learn the dua for today. How many of you are excited for the dua for the day? Then go ahead and write one if you're excited for the dua for the day while I give the mic to Sister Fatima. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fi, inshallah. Barakallah fi, mashallah. Yes, du'as are so much fun, right? Alhamdulillah. So, jazakallah khair to Sister Fatima for teaching us so many wonderful du'as. And over to you, inshallah. A'udhu
billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrahli yusadri wa yasirli amri. واحلل العقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Little ones, how is everyone? How is Ramadan going? Alhamdulillah, good. Getting bigger day by day, mashallah, learning new surahs. Today again, you have learned one more surah, lots of lessons from it. Mashallah, all are very attentive, listening carefully, taking notes, beautiful notes, and mashallah, also responding very well. Very good. It's the sign of a good student. You all are very good students, mashallah, and I'm so proud of you all. And I love to listen to your recitations when you send in the group the du'as. Alhamdulillah, we have done so many du'as, and today, again, we will do one more important du'a. We have done du'as related to our daily matters, like after eating or before eating or drinking milk, and we have also done the dua for our parents. Today, dua is related to important thing, like what can I say, is the thing which makes us superior. It's the dua for knowledge, okay? Dua for knowledge, it's a very short dua. Two duas we will do today, both are for the knowledge. And these are very simple and are must to say before reading anything, before learning anything, so that we can get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. let's say, first we will read the dua and we will understand its meaning, and we will also understand that how the knowledge makes us superior, inshallah. So let's say the dua with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi zidni ilma. Say with me. Rabbi zidni ilma. One more time. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh my Lord, increase. Zidni means increase me ilma in knowledge. Only three words. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. Maybe most of you already know this dua. This is a repetition and we will understand now why we have to read this dua. Let's see. You know why getting knowledge is very important for us? Being a human being, we are superior from all the other creatures made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, what makes him special in front of Shaitan and in front of all the angels, what makes him superior? It's the knowledge. Only because of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us all superior over all the creation. You see the animals, they can also eat, they can also sleep, same like us. They have small babies just like you, and they also can make sounds just like the cat says meow, and many other sounds they can make. They can also communicate with each other. They know who is their sibling, so they also know their family. But the thing which is different between us and the animals and the birds also, even the animals are more powerful than us. They have more physical strength. The lion is very much strong. The elephant is so big. And when sometimes when we see an animal like a snake, we get scared that it will bite. But what is the thing that makes us superior? There are also many beautiful animals around us that are more beautiful than us, just like the beautiful birds, peacocks, and many other beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thing that makes us superior is the knowledge. So alhamdulillah, we are human beings. We are the best creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah makes us superior by this knowledge. So alhamdulillah, we have knowledge, but with the time, our knowledge gets increased with the time. Like you are in a 1 grade, or maybe you are in a KG1 or KG2, then you will go into the next grade and next grade and next grade. So each and every grade, at each and every time, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge. Because if just in case, we will not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not do effort to increase our knowledge, what will happen? You know what will happen? We will be illiterate. In our language, we used to say we will be the illiterate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said those persons who do not learn or do not have knowledge of both. I'm talking about the both for the school activities, for the school studies, and also about the deen knowledge. Let us see the next one, and we will talk about the deen knowledge, how we have to increase, and how we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving more understanding about our deen. So let's see the next one also, and we will discuss both of them all together, inshallah. Now let's see the next one. Allahumma, Allahumma, فقهني فقهني في الدين اللهم فقهني في الدين. One more time. اللهم فقهني في الدين. Allahumma, O Allah, grant me the understanding of, faqihni means grant me the understanding of fiddeen, in deen. Like deen, it's about our religion. But in the whole dua, we are asking for Allah's help. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase in our knowledge of our school studies. And in the second dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge of deen. We must have to learn the both education, the both education of the deen and also the education of dunya. Dunya means the school studies. Now, after learning this dua, what should be our duty? We must have to do a lot of effort. Only making dua is not enough. Being a Muslim, being a human being, it's our duty to put on our effort. I know nowadays you all guys are doing e-learning and your moms are doing lots of effort with you. And I know sometimes when we have to do our work, we feel sometimes sleepy and our mother is insisting us to do our work, but we are not happy with it. So what we have to do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, Rabbi zidni ilma. This dua will affect and this dua will make you more active and make you more intelligent and help you to understand all the school studies. For that second dua, when sometimes we are unable to understand the meaning of a surah, or we are unable to understand what my mother is telling me or teaching me, or we are unable to understand anything that is related to our deen, then we can say this dua, Allahumma faqihni fi deen. Okay, so what's our duty? We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deen knowledge and for the dunya knowledge also, so that we can be more intelligent, we can have more wisdom, we can have more wise, so that we can be more superior by growing day by day. If we will not learn, if we will not have knowledge, then there will be no difference in between us and the animals. Remember, only the big difference between us and the animals and all the other creations, even the shaitan, even that angels, is only because of the knowledge. So knowledge, having knowledge is very important. Doing homework on the time is very important. Listening to mother, learning and understanding all your lessons, memorizing them, it's very important. And also the understanding of deen is also very important, so that we can get the Jannah, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. I hope so. You get understand it. And inshallah, you will focus on your studies more after learning this dua. And just in case, if you feel any trouble, if you are feeling you are unable to understand and you are feeling that you are tired, right away you have to say, Rabbi zidni ilma. And when you are learning your namaz with your mom and when you are reading Quran, and if you feel tired, maybe because the shaitan is there and he do not want to make everything good for you. So what you have to say, Allahumma faqihni fi deen. So alhamdulillah, both of du'as are very beneficial for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that tawfiq to recite this du'a whenever it is needed, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. Now I'm leaving the mic for this sister Javeria. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakillah khair wa ahsan al jaza for the beautiful du'as. So powerful, mashallah. And Amina, I love your notes, mashallah. Beautiful, very nice, alhamdulillah. So how many of you are feeling really happy? You think that you've already memorized it right now when you were learning. Go ahead, type one. And if you think, no, I will practice a little bit more later and then I will memorize, and that will be a two, okay? So let's see, how are you feeling? And you can raise your hand if you want to say it, inshallah. So I'll take one. So Rahma, go ahead. Okay. Alhamdulillah. And Talha?
Amma, mera aaya.
Okay, Talha, you want to say something?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So you know what? When I went to Saudi Arabia, where there is Kaaba.
Okay, let me just make sure that you can all hear. Okay, yeah, so when I went to Saudi Arabia, the Kaaba, and I went there and I saw so many people doing so many things, right? And sometimes, you know, there were some things that I was not able to understand, that why somebody is doing this, why somebody is doing that. Then I remember I only made this dua too much over there, okay? And that was this, Allahumma faqihni fid-deen. Oh Allah, give me the deep understanding of deen. So instead of me asking this person, asking that person, asking here, asking there, Allah, you guide me. You give me deep knowledge of deen, right? So I remember when I was going around the Kaaba, I was going on Safa and Marwa, I was just making this dua that, oh Allah, give me deep understanding of deen. And you know what happened after that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me learn the Quran word by word. So if you open up a plain Quran now, I can tell you the meaning of it. So it was so much fun learning the Quran word by word and knowing its meaning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all our teachers who helped us learn. And next time you feel that you are stuck, you are not able to understand what's going on, what is going on, you're sitting in a classroom, everybody's really happily giving the test and you feel very lost. And how many of you feel that sometimes? Go ahead, type one. If sometimes you feel like, oh, things are too difficult, right? If sometimes you feel that, you can type one. Then you can make these duas, both of them. Rabbi zidni ilma and Allahumma faqihna fid-deen. So go ahead. What do you think comes after the dua time? Who remembers what comes after the dua time? Let's see. The smart Ramadan kids. Amina, let's stay focused with us, okay? Inshallah, you can play with that later. So story time. MashaAllah, Aisha, excellent. How many of us love stories, right? Stories are so much fun. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we are going to move to our story time. And let me make sure that all, yes, book and story time. Awesome. While you guess which story it could be, and over to Dania, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Today we're going to be doing a very special story time. Type 1 if you are ready for the story time for today. Alhamdulillah, everyone is ready for story time. So let's begin. Can anyone guess which story we're doing today? Okay, yes, it is the story of Isa alayhi salam. Now, do you guys know what he is called in English? In English, he is known as Jesus. So let's start with the story. Allah made Adam alayhi salam without parents. And just like that, Allah made Isa alayhi salam from just his mother, from Maryam alayhi salam. She was a perfect woman like no other. Maryam alayhi salam's mother had vowed to send her to Jerusalem's holy place. When her dad died, Zakaria alayhi salam, who was Maryam's uncle, won a lot to raise her by Allah's grace. Zakaria alayhi salam was Maryam's relative and taught her for pious reasons. In her own prayer room, Allah used to send her fruits that were not in the season. Maryam alayhi salam was frightened by Angel Jibril, who gave her the news of a son. But she started doubting and said that no man had touched her. But with Allah's word, it was done. With the baby in her belly at Bethlehem, she sat down by a dry tree in pain. She gave birth to Isa alayhi salam, wishing for death rather than facing shame. Allah eased her worries by causing water to flow and ripe dates to fall. She heard a voice telling her to fast in silence and not speak at all. When people saw the baby, they cried, "How could you do such a sin?" She sadly pointed to the baby Isaac, and he spoke in it as an amazing thing. Isa alayhi salam said he was Allah's slave, a prophet given a book, that he was blessed. He would pray, give charity, be kind to his mother. To follow him was best. Liars soon said Maryam alayhi salam had sinned and that baby Isa alayhi salam never spoke. That wise kings visited. They said that Maryam had married a carpenter and other evil jokes. Isa alayhi salam had more knowledge than the chief rabbis, aged just 12. He could reveal secret hidden things in which he was able to uncover. He grew up as a shepherd in the wilderness, a pure and wise youth. Allah gave him the Injil, a holy book to call the children of Israel to truth. Isa alayhi salam angered the chiefs, who weren't pious, but they were fake and greedy, telling them to worship Allah alone, not to sin, but to feed the needy. Isa alayhi salam did miracles by Allah's grace, like fish to thousands he fed, cured the blind and the sick, and gave life to molded clay that were shaped like birds and to the dead. The chiefs lied, saying Isa alayhi salam used magic and broke the temple law. They plotted to kill him, and then they made the Roman rulers angry with anger. Now, is it a good thing to lie or a bad thing? You guys can type in the chat. We all know that lying is not a good thing, so they shouldn't have lied when they were doing that. And they should have followed Isa alayhi salam. Allah lifted Isa alayhi salam alive into the sky. The chiefs thought they had won, thinking the Romans had killed him, but instead they killed someone who looked like him. It angers Allah that people call Isa the son of God or put him in a trinity. But little do they know that Isa alayhi salam and Maryam both were human. They were not the son of God. Isa alayhi salam will return as a Muslim, a just judge in earth's last days before the day of judgment. He will kill the Dajjal and he will follow Muhammad alayhi salam's way. Isa alayhi salam is asleep like right now, not in need of food, in the second sky. He will return to Syria in the Damascus Mosque. Then he will do Hajj and get a regular Muslim burial when he dies. Now, what did we learn from this story? I learned that we should always follow Allah's messengers, whatever they are telling us, we should follow, and that we shouldn't lie, because that's one main thing. The chiefs thought that he was lying, and although they did see the clear signs, such as giving life to the dead and being able to cure the blind from their blindness, we should not lie just because we want to be the people who want to be correct. It's okay to be wrong, because not everyone is perfect. So I hope you guys learned something today. I'm going to give it back to Sister Jabaria.
Jazakallah khair wa asnamu jaza. Thank you so much, Dania. Alhamdulillah, we learned quite a bit. So go ahead and type one if you enjoyed the story. Yes, Amina, don't be jealous. That is so true. So they were very jealous of Isa alayhi salam, and that's why they wanted to finish him off, right? And that's why they sent bad people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tricked them instead. And one of the person who was trying to trick Isa alayhi salam, his face was made like Isa alayhi salam, and they took him and they put him on like a cross,
How many of you have seen a cross sometime somewhere? Go ahead and type yes if you have seen something like this. Let me draw it for you, maybe so you remember it. It's like, you know, you see it outside some places, a cross like this kind of, right? So, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, yes, and don't be mean. Very good, excellent. So Isa alayhi salam was not the one who died on this cross, okay? Isa alayhi salam did not die. What happened to him? He went to the heaven, and this was a person whose face was made like Isa alayhi salam, who was hanged, right? And he will come back. So let's make some dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us meet Isa alayhi salam if he comes back in our time in the dunya, or help us meet him in Jannah, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So let's see, if you want to share something, you want to say something, you can raise your hand at this time, okay? And if you want to show your notes, you want to show what did you do while you were listening to the story, were you making something at your end too, then you're most welcome to share right now. So go ahead, Rahma and Zikra.
Can I tell you what I learned?
Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool.
I learned that, like, things not to lie, and when you die, you can follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way, even when you're still alive, because that would be amazing, and then you will get extra bonus points from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That is so beautiful. I'm so proud of your learning, mashallah. So we need to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so much so that even when Isa alaihi wasallam comes back, people think that he is a Christian, but no, he is a Muslim too. And when he comes back, he is not going to study from Injil or Bible. He is also going to study the Quran, and he's also going to do that. Amina, are you okay? Typing one, are you agreeing with that? Okay, so go ahead, Ibrahim.
Yes.
You want to share?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not be jealous.
There should be no jealousy. Very good. Excellent. We should not become jealous. And Noor Maria?
I have put in a dua for entering the toilet and coming out of the toilet on the washroom door.
That is so incredible. That's such a good idea, mashallah, Noor Maryam. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. So next time you are studying, you're about to read a book, you're about to pick up your coloring book, you're about to read your science book, you're about to pick up your English book, you can put the du'as of knowledge, right? So you can make very pretty du'as of knowledge. Rabbi zidni ilma and Allahumma faqihni fi ddeen. And then you can make it look very, very pretty, and you can, inshallah, you can put that wherever you're putting things to read, even where you have your, how many of you have reading corners in your house, that you have like a mini library, you have a reading corner? Go ahead and type one. If anybody wants to show it, they can even show their reading corner right now, like a little library that you have. Jazakallah khair, Amina, I love your notes, mashallah. So you should, and by now I think this Ramadan, many of us are having salah areas also in our house, right? Remember, we learned about the pillar of Islam, salah, and we have reading. So a smart reader is tomorrow a leader, and that's why we say READ, read to succeed. So Jazakallah khair, Noor Maryam, that was a beautiful comment. Azan? Very good, mashallah. Never be jealous and never be angry. That's so beautiful. Aisha Kursa?
Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the washing machine, we keep mine. We should, after we come out, we do everything of washroom. We tell Uframat and then we do a talk, which we wish to talk.
Very good, mashallah. You are so intelligent. Awesome. Okay, tell me your full name one time. Go ahead and tell me your name.
Yeah, she's asking you your full name.
It's my Aisha Kausar Ahmed.
Isn't that incredible that we did the Surah Kausar today and you have that name in your name too? Right? It's so beautiful. I love your name, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, may Allah give you abundance. Just like Al Kausar, may Allah give you a lot of abundance. Okay, Hiba.
I learned that from Isa lesson that we should not be jealous, or we should not lie. We should believe the prophet.
Okay, very nice. Aisha, what are you showing us? That is so beautiful. That looks so lovely. So, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Hiba. That was beautiful. Now, let's get ready for our next session and let's see in today, know our religion, what we are going to get. So, if you have made your space on your pillars of Islam that we were doing, then you remember that how many pillars we have done already. Or which number pillar are we going to do today? Let's see who is going to type. Okay, so let's see which pillar of Islam are we going to do. And when we have strong pillars of Iman, mashallah, yeah, that is so incredible. We have done three, a big star for you. Excellent. So we did three. And let's start circling the ones that we have already done. So we did start with Shahada. And that is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So we did Shahada. Then number two, we talked about Salah. That smart Muslims, strong Muslims, they pray five times a day. And then we talked about Zakah, that we need to take care of other people and make sure that we help them, whoever is in need. Now today, we are going to do a very special pillar of Islam, and we happen to be in the month of Ramadan. So who tried fasting? Go ahead and type for how long you tried to keep a fast. Like give me in terms of hours, okay? So let's say if you fasted the whole day, you're just going to write full, F-U-L-L. But if you fasted for like a half a day or oh my God, mashallah, you guys are so smart. Those who are fasting full days, can you show me your muscles? How strong you are? Mashallah, I'm so proud of you. Excellent. Very strong believers, mashallah. And those who are trying, very good. Half a day, 3 hours a day, 5 hours, very good. I'm so proud of you. We are going to try, right? We try to see very good Ashaz. You want to show me myself? Good job. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you very healthy and strong, just like Ashaz. See how strong he is? Awesome. So when you fast, you know, make sure you eat a very good meal. Okay, and what is that meal called, friends? What is that meal called that we take at the sunrise? Let's see. What is that meal called? Date is a food, but there's a special name. Very good, Aisha. That name is Sahur. Yes, alhamdulillah. So why didn't you eat, Marush, if you were not fasting? Okay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you still tremendously. If you are eating, being very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still get a lot of rewards, okay? So next time you eat, say, Alhamdulillah, Allah, you gave me this food. So let's see now, at this time, you're going to make a page, a very pretty page in your notebook, and you will write, fasting in Ramadan. What is the meaning of fasting? Is it you become fast? You start walking fast? No, fasting means like some, and some fasting means that some things which are allowed, you are going to stay away from them. For example, you're not going to eat from your sunrise to sunset. Okay, let's see if you can write that in your beautiful notebooks, that we are going to fast from sunrise to sunset. Some friends, you know, they go to the school and some people ask them that how do Muslims fast in Ramadan? And you know what they say? Yes. So thank you so much, Amina. I like it, mashallah, what you've written. But right now, nobody shows anything to me. Let's first make our notes completely, okay? So let's all close our all videos and let's take our notes. I'm going to tell you this story.
you know, one time a small kid like you, they went to the school and the teacher asked him, is this the month of Ramadan for you? And he said, yes, you're Muslim, it's the month of Ramadan. And she said, so what is the meaning of Ramadan? What do you do? And he said, we do not eat in Ramadan. And she's like, you do not eat in Ramadan? And she said, yeah, we do not eat in Ramadan. Do you see, is there a problem with this statement? The teacher got so worried. She was like, oh my goodness, this must be very tough. They don't eat in Ramadan at all, right? What do you think this child should have been saying instead? What do you think? I see some, yes, something is wrong. That's true. Something is wrong. So we do not eat from sunrise to sunset. We eat otherwise a lot of things in Ramadan. We have a very enjoyable sunrise, and we have a very enjoyable sahur, and we have a very enjoyable iftar. So next time you talk with somebody and you tell them about the month of Ramadan, tell them that we stay away from eating from sahur to what time? The iftar time, right? So from sahur to iftar time, we do not eat anything, but we eat as much as we like in between those times. There are some religions in which people do not eat for days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He gave this fasting to us and it is so healthy for us. Those who have fasted, they know how much you feel healthy when you do that. Okay? So fasting from sunrise to sunset. Okay? And you do a sahur. You know, there was a time when people would, you know, they would like drummers who would come around and they would wake up people at the sahur time. Is anybody, you know, who knows, they hear somebody coming and ringing a siren, or they have some drummers coming around telling you that, yes, it's sahur time. Go ahead, type one if you know of that. But most of us nowadays, we set alarms. We go ahead and put type two. If you, your mom and dad, they put alarms. And they make sure that they don't miss the sahur. Rasulullah told us that sahur is a very blessed meal. So you do not miss it. Okay? You don't, you make sure that you take a very, very good blessed meal. Go ahead and type one. If you wake up at sahur time, even if you're fasting or not fasting, and you help everybody and you enjoy the blessed meal time, right? Alhamdulillah. So it is a very, very blessed time. And then you can do Salah, Fajr together. Great families play together and they pray together. Remember, what is the pillar of Islam? Salah is the second pillar of Islam. So we have to pray. But if you're not fasting, you can wake up a little later at the Fajr time too. And then you can see the sunrise together. Now, no food and drink during fasting only. But after, once we open the fast, at Maghrib time, we eat a lot of food. So we are not trying to make people scared that, oh, Muslims do not eat in Ramadan. No, we do eat in Ramadan. We eat all the yummy stuff. What is your favorite thing to eat in Ramadan? Go ahead and type in the chat box, what is your most favorite thing to eat in Ramadan? Let's see. Spring rolls. That must be so much fun. The dates and rice. And Tang, yes, you know, like milk with roux afza and all those yummy delicious drinks, ice cream and dates and bread roll, right? Subhanallah, samosa and fruit chaat. Some of us who are fasting can start getting hungry, right? But we know we are strong Muslims, so we can be very patient. And how about biryani and chicken 65 and all the yummy, yummy, delicious pakoras and pizza? Very nice, mashallah. If you help your family set up the food, then go ahead and type one, right? Okay, we do not put salam, we listen to the azan. Very nice, mashallah. Excellent. And Ramadan cake. Yes, you can make some nice sweet cakes and desserts, especially if your family is praying Taraweeh. Then after that or in between that, you can take something that helps you, right? And at the end, they can be taking green tea or something like this too. Very good. So check what you are eating so you eat healthy. And you know what? Yesterday, I eat something very delicious. I was waiting for it. When the summer is coming, I'm waiting for it usually. Can you guess what kind of fruit I'm talking about? It's so yummy and delicious. It starts with an M and it ends with the O. Oh my God, Safa Mehreen, you got it right. Yes, it was a mango in the fruit chart. Yes, alhamdulillah, the mangoes are so much fun, right? So no more saying that we don't eat in Ramadan. We eat, alhamdulillah, a lot in Ramadan, but just during the fast time we don't eat. And when our tummy grumbles, we remember the poor and we try to be compassionate and we try to take care of them, right? Alhamdulillah. And there are so many people giving out food to the poor and needy at this time. What do we do in Ramadan? We read the Quran. The Quran was sent down in Ramadan and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read the entire Quran. Jibreel alaihi salam used to have a door with him to do an entire Quran in the Ramadan. So we tried to do that, right? So very good, mashallah. And how many of you are enjoying and you sit with mom and dad when they are reciting the Quran? Next time you see mama and dad, like they are reciting the Quran, they are reading their musaf, you can sit very nicely next to them. And you can even ask them that, mom, dad, can you recite a little bit louder so I can enjoy listening to you, right? Alhamdulillah. And you can listen to them. You can put your finger on the text and you can see how they are reciting, okay? And offering the prayer, you can try to pray the 5 times salam, okay? And if you can for the Taraweeh, you can stand. Otherwise, you can sit with your mushaf, your book, and you can enjoy watching everybody praying Salah together. How many of you run and grab the prayer mats for everybody in Ramadan and you make sure that everybody has, MashaAllah, Ibrahim, lots and lots of prayers for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran hymns easy for you, inshallah. That is so amazing that you started this in Ramadan. And once the sunrise, the whole day, we read the Quran, we do good deeds, we try to help our family, we try to be very good children, and then comes the iftar time, right? You can even sleep from the Zuhr to Asr time, you can take a good nap because the days are longer, and then when you wake up, you do your Asr, and it's going to be very fun time, right? And alhamdulillah, you can sit with your family to do some study circles, and then it's iftar time, all the yummy, delicious food, and then we say the dua, Zahaba Dhama'u, Wabitallati Al-Uruq, Wasabbat Al-Ajru, Inshallah. And we say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of you are very thankful to Allah that Allah gave us this blessed month of Ramadan when the shaitan is chained up and the bad guy is gone and everybody is trying to be so good, right? Alhamdulillah, right? But some people still get tricked by shaitan, just like some friends are still typing too many things, right? So some friends get tricked. Why? Because, we get trained sometimes. So it takes some time to build a habit to be very focused, okay? So inshallah, I'm going to see if you raise your hand to say something, then keep it there. But if you don't want to say anything, then you can lower your hand and go ahead and tell us, share with us any suggestion or any learning that you may have for us. You can even show us your Ramadan decoration too. So Izan?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to share? Your hand was raised.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Ma'am, I made 2 Ramadan cards.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. Who do you want to give it to?
My mother and father.
MashaAllah, excellent. You know what? Right now, there are so many people in the hospital because of the coronavirus, because of the COVID-19, and they're not feeling well or they're sick. Or there are some people who are still working outside and they still have to work for other people, right? So you can make a card and you can also collect them and send it to the hospital. You can send it to some places where it can make people happy, okay? You can even send it in a text also to somebody you know that is sick. So you can make a card and maybe take a picture and send it to your grandma or your grandpa, right? So Izan, yes, we don't say that, but we just make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like protect everybody and just make everybody well, inshallah. Okay? Because Allah knows best what is the purpose of that. So Zuray.
The children's name of Muhammad.
You want to tell us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ruqayya Kulsum Zainab.
Fatima.
Fatima. Ibrahim. Fatim Abdullah.
Excellent, mashallah. And all the boys just passed away as soon as they were getting born. They passed away, and that's why the bad people were really, you know, making fun, right? And now we know that, you know, that is not the right thing to do, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him Kausar. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. Shayan?
We shall fast in Ramadan for 30 days. In 30 days, Eid will come, and if you do good things, so and one good thing is able to 70 good things. When you do one good thing, 70 good things. When you do one bad thing, then 70 bad things. When it comes, you do in Ramadan a good deed or a bad deed, a love and write it in my book.
Alright, alhamdulillah. So let's see if you friends can write some good deeds that we can do. I'm going to give you the control on the screen. You can write. If you don't know how to write, you can just put a star. If you want to do good deeds, let's see how many stars I'm going to get on my screen. Or you can type some good deeds that you can do. Like, look at this. So much good deeds mommy gets for making yummy, delicious food for us, right? And so much good deeds the family gets for being happy and healthy and coming together. See my stars, how I'm putting them, like the small star stamps, so you can do it like that. So it looks very nice and crisp, right? So go ahead, Mahroosh. Yes, Mahroosh. You wanted to say something? It's okay. So, Zarshad?
I'm not Zarshad.
Okay, say your name.
My name is Isa.
Okay, so maybe who is Zarshad then?
I think my name is Zarshad.
Okay, so what would you like to share with us?
That we do fasting so we know how the other poor people think without food, and then but we won't survive without food, so we fast and we eat food after the fasting.
Very good, excellent. Just like, you know, like even if nobody is watching, we do the right thing. So let's see, like when I gave the screen control to everybody, right? So even if nobody is watching, I said just put stars. So we have to control ourselves, especially when we are in fasting, and we only try to do what is allowed to do. So when we are fasting, then we are only allowed to stay away from food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if somebody leaves, like somebody says bad things to each other, then Allah does not care that they are leaving food, right? We all want to be very, very good in Ramadan and take care of everybody around us, right? And use our time very, very nicely. Everything that we write, everything that we draw, we make sure that we use our time very wisely. And alhamdulillah that mom and dad put us in the class that we can learn during the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, this week we are going to memorize our du'as of knowledge, and which was, we can all say that together one time. 1, 2, 3, all of us can say that. Rabbi zidni ilma. Your turn. Very good. And Allahumma faqihna fiddeen. Allahumma. Okay, your turn. Excellent.
When you just say it for yourself, you say Allahumma faqihni fid deen. When you say it for all of us, then Allahumma faqihna fid deen. Allah give us deep understanding of deen. And you will inshallah look and reflect on the meanings of Surah Al-Kawthar and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us have a big party next to Al-Kawthar. Inshallah, we can all be there together, right? And we will remember to be a very, very helpful Muslim, inshallah. How many of you say that yes, you can be a very helpful Muslim? Then go ahead and type one that tells me that yes, you are going to be a very helpful Muslim. Very good, mashallah. So inshallah, you, when you are going to leave this room, you're going to make du'as for each other. Keep everybody in your du'as. And if you have any questions, anything that you want to send, then you send it to our email address. And we are so proud of you that you are so amazing and incredible in the classroom, right? So have a very good rest of the day, rest of the evening, rest of the Ramadan. And inshallah, we will see you on what day? What day are we going to see you again? Right? Let's see who can tell him. Very good, mashallah, Zainab. It's going to be Thursday, right? And you can always take a picture of your sharings and you can send it to the email address as well, kidscourse@noorquraninstitute.com. And we would love to see your sharings. So let's remind each other, just like the companions of the Prophet reminded each other by saying, I love that beautiful smile and the wave. So, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believe, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of right, and who reminded each other of patience. So, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منهما نسيت وعلمني منهما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر.